Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we are talking about what to do when they're not listening. We had a situation recently when an architect we had engaged to develop a site plan had basically gone off track and designed a site plan with far too many parking spaces. I was absolutely certain that I'd made it perfectly clear what the requirement was from the city in terms of the ratio of parking spaces to the square footage of office space in the complex. And in spite of that, the architect got it wrong. The consequence of that was not only was there too much parking, when you add parking to a site plan, you're reducing the amount of permeable surface, that is, surface that will absorb rainwater. So that had a cascading effect of requiring much more stormwater management, a much larger detention pond. So the scope of the impact of this mistake, if you will, was vast on the overall design of the entire site. My initial reaction was to be quite frustrated and annoyed with the architect. After all, we had made it perfectly clear. For every 300 square feet of office space, we needed one parking spot. We ended up with a site plan that had 170 more parking spaces than we actually required. And then it dawned upon me, we had another project about 6 months earlier where we had also engaged another architect on another project, and here too was a requirement that we had communicated and the architect had totally missed it. In that situation, we were also highly annoyed at the architect. But there was a pattern here, and the realization sunk in that once is an accident, but twice is a pattern. What's at the root cause here? Why is this happening more than once? Why is this happening repeatedly? Now, of course, we do provide specifications to the architects in writing, but in both cases where that specification had been missed, it had been communicated verbally and had never been formally written into a document. So here was an example where we had in fact violated some of our own internal systems and processes and hoped that it would all work out in the end. Of course, everybody knows if you're negotiating a contract, you've got to get everything in writing. If it's not in writing and it's a verbal contract, well, maybe it exists, but you know what? It's nowhere near as strong as a written contract. And if you adopt the mindset that if it isn't in writing, it doesn't exist, it brings a lot of clarity and it makes it clear where the responsibility lies. In this case, the responsibility doesn't rest with the architect. The responsibility rests with me. I'm the one who failed to communicate it in the proper manner. Maintaining that form of communication is a discipline. Yes, we're busy and it's time consuming, but the cost of correcting a mistake in this case is many times greater than it would have been for me to write it down in the first place. I remember when I was a younger boy, my mother telling me, "Victor, you're in too much of a hurry to be rushing." And never were those words more true than today. So take the time to reflect on some of the missteps that have taken place in your business, perhaps in your own personal life, and ask yourself the question, was the communication clear? Have I assumed responsibility for ensuring that the communication was clear and that the message got through to the recipient? Not just did I transmit the message, but was the message received? Because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that counts, was the message received. I'd also like to take a moment to thank those of you who have reached out to me, who have given me feedback on the podcast. I truly value the feedback. I value the accolades. I value the constructive feedback as well. And it gives me a lot of personal satisfaction to know that this podcast is making a difference for you. I also love to connect in person. Conferences are a great way to do that. And in fact, I will be at the Future of Money and Wealth. This is April 6th and 7th in Fort Lauderdale. This is an amazing conference with some of the top leaders in the world of real estate investing and economics in attendance. Some amazing keynote speakers, including Robert Kiyosaki and his wife, Kim. We've got Robert Helms and Russell Gray from the Real Estate Guys radio show. Peter Schiff, Chris Martinson, Simon Black, just some amazing, amazing speakers. So if you're interested and would love to connect in person, love to see you April 6th and 7th in Fort Lauderdale, the Future of Money and Wealth. If you want to register, feel free to do so at my website at victorjm.com/events. That's victorjm.com/events. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.